Hey guys, it's Andy, the host of The Raunchy Truth. We're here to talk about relationships, dating, sex, parenthood, and much more. I hope you enjoy. Hi guys, and welcome back to The Raunchy Truth. I'm Andy.
And I'm Kelly.
Okay. So, how was your week?
It was actually, well, it was good, like, starting today. All the days before, I pretty much, like, was depressed and cried, so, you know. You know how it be sometimes.
I mean, yeah, this week,
it is.
I was in a funk. Everybody thought I was mad at them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know. I had some crazy energy.
Yeah, I think it was, like, both of us, because honestly, it was not a good week. I don't know why. I was, like, super emotional all week, and then just, like, I don't know, just some, like, personal crap, I guess, on top of it. So I was just, like, extra, like, me. I just felt, like, really, like, alone, I guess. Which I know I'm not, but I did.
You're not. I mean, okay, I just remembered. I don't know why I just now remembered. You guys have not heard yet. It's nothing exciting. So we recorded last weekend, and I talked about my son. I think I talked about my son being sick and Kelly wasn't going to come over, and then she did. Well. The stomach bug hit my house.
Thank God. I dodged the bullet. I don't know how I keep doing it.
Yes. I went to work Saturday. I was fine. And then I got home and out of nowhere, I was like, oh God, I don't feel good. Like, ugh. And I was like, kept telling my boyfriend, like, I'm going to get sick. And he's like, oh, you're fine. And I'm like, no, I don't feel good. So I finally get in the shower at 7:30 Saturday night. Mid-shower, soap and hair, like, jumped out of the shower and got sick.
Aww.
And then he came upstairs and opened the door.
Told ya.
I was like, you're really throwing up. I'm like, yeah, now can you get out? I am naked with soap running down my body and throwing up.
Oh, my God. I just picture you, like, fresh out of the shower, like a little drowned wet rat. Just
I
like
was. I was. And guys, I slept on my bathroom floor. I puked from 7:30 to 6 a.m. And I kept drinking water just to have something. It was so bad.
Poor baby. I know. I don't do well with, like, getting sick, especially, I don't know, because it doesn't happen very often as an adult. So it's like, now that it does, I'm like,
Oh, I hate it. And then he got it the same night. So it was real rough taking care.
I don't know why, like, as the, like, kids. When you're a kid, it's like you puke over, like, anything and everything. Like, kids have weak stomachs, but then, like, when you get older, though, like, I feel like it's, like, the most violent.
Oh, my God, it is. It's awful.
The most violent sickness.
My God. Hold on. I have to tell you. So, I was in our bathroom. I know, guys, what a way to start off the podcast, talking about being sick. I was in our bathroom, and so he kept having to go to the kids' bathroom. The difference is, I was puking, and he more so was going back and forth between whether he was going to puke or have the shits. So I was like, you know, you're
that's like the worst way to be sick too. You're like sitting on the toilet with a bucket in hand, like, shit.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, you're worse off than me, or I'm worse off than you. So you go in the kids' bathroom. And at one point I was throwing up so violently, I pissed all over myself. So I'm puking and I'm just peeing my pants. Meanwhile, he's in the kids' bathroom puking so violently. He shit himself. in the kids' bathroom.
So he's shitting himself. You're pissing yourself.
Yes. And he comes back in our bedroom. He's like, damn, Andy, I just shit myself. I mean, like, I keep peeing myself. I went through a couple pair of underwear.
It's so funny too, because, like, didn't, like, the last podcast we had, like, a question that was like, have you ever sharted or something? And now here we are.
I believe he sharted from the violent vomit.
You know, it do be like that sometimes.
Yeah, it was not the stomach bug oh I ever want again.
Oh my God.
We had one before, maybe a year ago. And Or no, a couple weeks before that, we had a different stomach bug. And then, a year ago, we had one.
Listen, I just hope that the good Lord keeps blessing me and I keep dodging these bullets because I literally can't. And don't even have anybody, take care of me or help me or anything. I'm just, all alone. So it's just me and my dog and my cat. But, yeah.
I'm hoping we're, clear from spring all the way to next winter. Just, let us be
Jesus,
fine.
I hope so, too.
Oh, okay. What a way to start off. But, yeah, a very rough, rough beginning of the week. But, it's almost our weekend, so.
So, and it's kind of funny, too. So, we've literally started off the podcast talking about physically puking. So, now we're going to talk about emotionally puking.
Yes. Yes. What gives us the ick? I did not even think about that.
It's a great way to start off this podcast because this episode is about the ick.
Yes. And if you guys don't know what the ick is, I can't even describe it. It's the ick. It's
like when, so, let me just set the mood for you. When you're, talking to somebody new, I guess it doesn't have to be anybody new. You're talking to somebody and everything's going fine, whatever, you're just chatting, and then all of a sudden they say something or they do something and you just are immediately
the vagina door locks.
Literally instant turn off, just the the freaking falls, they dry up, you just aren't. You're just, ugh. It makes you emotionally vomit. You're just,
yep.
Complete, complete turnaround. So that is what it is about.
Yeah.
Something that some of us don't get very often. It's something that some of us get all the time, anytime a man opens their mouth.
It's funny when I think about certain, icks I have, because some of them that people have as a normal one is so much stuff my boyfriend does, but it doesn't give me the ick because we've been together and it's just how he acts. Some things he does sometimes are just funny, but it's not ew, icky. It's just all funny. It's not
okay,
except for the cigarettes. That's just a big ick. He hid that from me.
Yeah. So, okay. For an example, have you guys? I'm sure most of you, or a lot of you at least, have watched the show You. And so
Joe Goldberg.
Yeah. So the season, the second season it is, I think, where he meets Love, I believe that's her name. And they're doing the whole I wolf you, whatever.
Oh, that was so gross.
That was such an ick. I threw up in my mouth a little bit. I was that's disgusting. And I think most of us felt the same way about that scene. But that's a great example of the ick, because if a guy literally said, I wolf you to me, I would just leave. I wouldn't even, I would just simply turn around and leave.
Yeah. No.
But that's a small ick. There's so many different levels and types of
some
ick.
People think that's cute though, but to each their own. Yeah, we're here to tell you not to be rude about anybody. We're here to just personally tell you what our icks are.
Just a little fun conversation, just a little for fun. Everybody's icks are different. We don't ick shame.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Woo, tired. So one of my biggest icks, biggest turnoffs, honestly, I cannot stand a cocky man. I can stand a confident man. I cannot stand a cocky, conceited person. It's very so and you get it right away. You get the vibe very quickly on if they're going to be cocky or conceited or whatever. And it's just ew,
yeah.
No, that's not you're never gonna put me first. So no.
Yeah. I think probably my biggest serious one is an emotional an emotionally inadequate person. Somebody who just is really immature or almost stupid.
Not funny, but stupid.
Yeah, and I'm not even talking about education level. I'm just talking about somebody who just doesn't, I guess, get the bigger picture of things. I just can't. I don't know. I need to be with somebody who, I'm a very complicated woman. I need to be with somebody who understands me. I'm very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get it. No,
so it's
emotionally immature is not attractive.
Yeah. So it's that. I think that's my biggest one. honestly, but I have so many. I honestly, a guy types wrong and I'm like, ick. There's not much that women can do to give me the ick. For the most part, like, I'd say 98% of women are amazing. I've never really had any issues with women. This is mostly men. Because they just have the fucking most audacity.
Oh, I know.
For absolutely no reason. And I'm not like, well, no, I am. I was going to say I'm not hating on men, but I am. So, just because I've had so many bad encounters at this point, and I'm like, I don't care if I hurt your feelings. I'm sorry. And if, you know, you're listening to this and you're a man and you're like, well, I'm not like that or whatever, then this doesn't apply to you. So don't worry about it.
Right. Right.
I said what I said.
Another one of mine. It kind of goes with my first one about the cockiness conceited. I get the ick so quickly for a man who thinks they're prettier than me. I don't mean that in a like, right? They think they're more attractive. It's like they're prettier than me and they take longer to get ready than me. It's like, oh,
my gosh. I've been in a relationship with a guy like that and it is the most annoying.
Right. I can do like the pretty boy thing. Like, you know, you want to look good, I can't handle that. I take longer than you and I take 30 minutes.
I definitely do. I appreciate a pretty boy, but living with one and trying to be in a relationship with one is not fun. It's really not, because it's like, can we just go already? Like, I've been ready for an hour and you're just like still.
If you take longer to get ready than me, we can never be together.
And it's like, it's not, you're not even doing anything like cool. You're not even like wearing makeup or anything like that. Like, I support your journey, but like, you're literally just like, I don't know, putting clothes on and like styling your hair. If that, like, you don't have much to do. So it's like,
and I'm not saying,
unless you're going to like pull out a full winged eyeliner husband, then I'm sorry. You need to take less time than me.
I know. I'm not saying like, I love a guy that takes care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like a guy that takes longer to get ready than me, or just like goes out and has that I'm prettier than you thing going, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like it.
I mean, I do love a man who knows his worth, but I do not like you to treat me worse because
right.
you think that you're better, then it's like, why are we even doing this, you know?
Yes.
So, I don't know. I have so many icks. Like, when a guy... there's just so many. When a guy gets too sexual too soon.
I don't... Honestly, like, I don't think I've ever slept with somebody the first time I've met them. I don't. Like, you can maybe, like, put your hand on my back or, like, you know, maybe try to hold my hand. I didn't even kiss my boyfriend on our first date. Well, our first hangout or whatever. I want to know you're attracted to me for me, not sexually. So that is definitely an ick thing.
I mean, it depends on what I'm there for.
I've had my friend's benefits, but that was that. So that wasn't like an ick thing.
Yeah. I was going to say, listen, I am no better than a man. but I'm over that phase in my life. But at that point in my life, I was no better than a man. I was like, look, I know what I'm here for. Let's get to it. So, but I just, like, the whole thing that I read, like, all those DMs that I read.
Yeah.
Those are all
icks.
Perfect examples of icks. Really just, honestly, anything and everything that gets said to me, for the most part, like, I'll be at work and I'll get like messages or whatever, and I like will literally just like get a look on my face, and I'm just like, and I like look up and I'm just like snarling my lip, and Andy's like staring back at me like, so she knows I get the ick quite often.
She'll be like smiling, happy, having a conversation with someone, and then just instantly like, I have the ick now. I'm like, oh my god, what did they say?
Because it happens. It never fails. Every single time I start talking to somebody, I'm like, everything's going so good, whatever, and then they say something, and I'm just like, that's it for me.
I probably actually had that happen, but I just don't. It has probably been so long that I'm just like,
I don't know. Like, I'm almost wondering, I'm like, am I too picky, or do I just have high standards and the bar is too fucking low for these men? Like,
that's not a bad thing.
Because I'm like, yeah, because I'm like, it's like half and half. Like, some people are like, oh, well, you're too picky and you don't give people chances, blah, 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 blah. And like, okay, fair enough. Like, part of me does understand that because I do have like hella walls up and whatever. But at the same time, it's like, this is like the very beginning of like pursuing something, you know? And it's like, if you aren't willing to like go the extra mile in the beginning, then it's like, I know you're not going to put any effort in like later on in life. And I think the reason I feel so strongly about this too is because I was in a relationship for a whole decade of my life. And like, being in that relationship, I've learned a lot of things about relationships, and like, you know, they weren't all bad. Like, I learned a lot of really good stuff. It was a good relationship for the most part until the end. And like, you have to keep always trying in a relationship. And I feel like if I just get like the instant vibe that you're not even going to try in the beginning, it's like, honestly, it's a major ick. Cause I'm just like,
oh, yeah.
Cause you're definitely going to lose interest and not care. You know, if you're already doing that, it's like, okay, well then you're definitely not going to be a good partner a year down the road or 2 years down the road or however long. So
no, I agree.
I need effort.
I love that, like, we can relate to each other's icks, but we haven't said the same. We haven't been like, oh, I was going to say that one.
Yeah, I feel like we have different, but we also like different types of people, so I feel like.
True. But this is an ick.
Do tell.
I don't like when a man tries to make you jealous in the beginning.
Oh my gosh.
Or at all, actually. I don't like when a man tries to make you jealous at all. But like, when they're. I don't think you should really talk about exes right away, but like, if they were trying to make you jealous with an ex, or if they're like, you know, looking at other girls while you're out with them,
it's just like, they're trying to make it noticeable. Like, they want you to know that they have options. I can have anyone. Yeah. I don't like that either.
It's like, it instantly hurts my confidence, and it's just like, no. Well,
and you know what's funny too, is like, that's such beta male behavior, because honestly, like, a man who knows his worth and whatever he doesn't even have to do all that. He doesn't have to go out of his way, because it's like, just his like presence alone and the way he carries himself makes us be like, that man can get anybody he wants, but here he is with me. That's a good man. That makes us want you more. Like, versus some beta male ass, like, oh, I can have anybody in play. Like, fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. You're wasting my time.
I don't do the, if you're going to try it right away, like, we are doomed. Yeah. No.
100%. Those are the type of dudes that end up cheating too. And the same thing goes for females. Females that do the whole mind game bullshit, whatever. It's like, we're grown adults.
Oh, I know that gives men the ick.
Yeah. So,
you can play games just as good.
I think the biggest ick I've heard from men too is like the drama and just like.
Oh, no. God.
All
oh,
that. No. It's very schoolish. No, like, we're all grown adults. Like,
my boyfriend will get mad at me if, or not mad at me. He'll like roll his eyes at me if he catches me watching like Bad Girls Club or something. And he's like, this shit is stupid. And I'm like, yeah, but you know, we don't have drama in our life. I need to watch drama.
No, okay. I totally understand.
Because he avoids it. He hates it. He doesn't even like it on TV.
Yeah, no, men don't get it. But I totally understand as a woman. Like, because I've literally had I've had the same conversation with men before. They're like, why do you watch this shit? And it's like, listen, I don't participate in real life in this kind of shenanigan and foolery and drama or whatever. So like, watching it makes me like get my fill. Cause you know, women like a little bit of like mysteriousness and cattiness and whatever. But like, obviously we don't want that shit in our real lives. We want to like have grown adult normal relationships. Mm-hmm. But like, watching it, trash TV is my favorite. Yes. TV, like Jerry Springer, those things.
I would come home every day. Every day. When I through high school and even after high school, and I would turn that TV on knowing what time it come on, and I would call my sister and we would stay on the phone the whole time and just watch it. Yes. Just because it fueled some thing in me and helped with not having drama outside of
literally all life. Through middle school and high school, me and my mom and like my best friend that was practically lived with us and kind of did live with us at one point. We would watch Guiding Light, this soap opera. It was like the oldest soap opera ever. And it's not around anymore, but Guiding Light, it was the best freaking soap opera. And I remember we'd watch it every single day after school. And I like would watch it before work. It was just
Was there a lot of drama?
Yes. Guiding Light was very risque, very
serious. My mom watches all of the soap operas. She's disappointed that I just asked that.
Very much star-crossed lovers. It was, especially, like, in the later seasons of Guiding Light before the show ended. Oh, my gosh. If you know, you know. I know there's, like, going to be, like, maybe, like, one other person out there that's like, yeah, bitch, I know. But that was some good shit.
I don't even know why. We're just going to, you know, keep this going for a second. You know, other show I love for the drama, and it's not even a dramatic show, and it's not like, you know, real, but.
I need to know.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Oh, my gosh. Awkward. I love Sadie Saxton. I know Sadie Saxton was like a mean girl and a bully, but like. She's honestly a little bit of my hero because I totally relate to her. She's like, and looking back at the show, I'm like, this girl's not even fat. She's literally like an average size human being, but they, you know, she was bigger than the rest of them, so they called her fat. But like looking back, I'm like, I relate to her so much because she's just like trying to like live her own life, and she's like, you know what, fuck y'all, I don't need you.
Fuck y'all.
Yeah. Aw, y'all. I love she literally carried that show. Okay, I love Sadie Saxton.
I know.
You're welcome.
I know you do. Anyways. Any more? Do you have any more icks?
I mean,
I can't think of any off the top of my head. It's literally,
it's an endless amount for me. Literally, like all of the messages that I read, every single one that I read was a huge the ick. But that's really it.
Sorry, guys. There's so many. Listen, I have to tell you, I just got distracted by my toe, but it's because I hit. So under my bar, it's brick. It's a brick bar, and she's I stubbed my toe.
She might have met.
So, yeah, sorry. I just got really distracted. I hit my toe really hard, and it hurts now. Okay. Woo. I'm trying to think. I'll say stuff though that my boyfriend will say, and you'll be like, ew. And you'll be like, that's an ick thing to
do. Wait, like you telling me things? Yes. That oh, yeah. I mean, but if she thinks it's cute and that's all that matters, I just.
It's so corny.
Yeah. I mean, he's a corny dude.
He is. But
he's perfect for you. You guys are corny and cute together, and I love that for you.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah.
If you guys have any icks, you're more than welcome to always send them to us and share them. I would love to know.
Yeah, and I would love to hear like the like funniest
ick stories.
Yes, the funniest ick stories where you were just like, I've got to get out of here.
Oh. You know what? Thinking about this ick conversation reminds me a lot of one of our very first episodes when it was the what not to do on a first date. Mm-hmm. So it reminds me a lot of that. And I just thought of a really big thing that would be an ick for a lot of our listeners that had written in.
What?
Stuttered. The being rude to the wait staff.
Oh yeah,
it's a very ick thing.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's a thing you don't do. It's a big turn off. A lot of people told us that as their responses to us.
Yep.
So I feel like that's a very big ick.
Yeah, that and like
on for men and women.
Yeah, and freaking like racism.
Yeah,
is a huge ick. Like that's an immediate like an immediate ick. Yeah. Like even thinking about it, I'm like, ugh. I just don't like that.
But I mean, I think that's all of our eggs. I'm sure I've had more, but those are the top ones for me that I just instantly get turned off. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we kept that conversation short and sweet. We never do that.
I mean, it's very simple for me. I literally, everything that men do is ick for me. I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, honestly, I think I'm done. Like, I don't care anymore.
She said, she looked at me, I think yesterday or today, and she goes, I think I'm just supposed to be with women.
I mean, like, legitimately, women are great. I don't have a problem with women at all, and women don't give me the ick the way the men do, so I just...
we understand each other better.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... Men are just not doing it for me lately. And, like, not that it's all men. Like, there are some men that are great, but, like, a lot of them just aren't, and I don't know. I just feel like they could do better, but, you know... I've also been hurt a lot, so this is just me speaking from a hurt place, so maybe there's...
It's not bad to have icks.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be picky. It's your life.
Your life. I don't know. I'm good. I'm good with and without, so...
I ain't gonna live forever. Sorry, we haven't sung yet. Everybody need to hear it. Guys, my daughter told us tonight...
Oh, my God.
So she has a little project she's doing for school, and she...
I came over early to do art projects. Yeah,
me, Kelly, and my daughter did this project together because I was talking to Kelly about it at work, and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do a little kid project. Well, I'm like, okay, please come help. I'm not creative. When really, I created the whole island and ocean, and I was proud of myself. Well, besides little squiggles. Anyways, Kelly's out there singing, and Natalie's like asking her what song she's singing. And
Celine Dion.
And she was like, I'll play it for you. And then... Kelly starts singing, and she looks over at her, and she goes, you're a lot more on pitch. And she looks at me, she goes, you are on pitch. I'm like, oh, God. Thanks. Thanks. Love you, too.
It made me feel good. But I was like, damn.
She says the most off-the-wall stuff.
She's ruthless out here. She loves me,
but she's very honest. And another cute thing. Okay. Guys, I'm 30, Kelly's 29, mm-hmm. And so the song's a little older, and my daughter's very young, but we're just sitting there doing her project, and out of nowhere, she just starts singing Alanis.
Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think? Just randomly starts singing it, and I absolutely love that she loves older songs. I think it was so
cute. Oh my gosh, it was so freaking cute.
She gets in the back of the car. Anyways, okay.
As she should. She is her mother's daughter.
She is. All right. Ready to play our game?
Yes.
Yes. We haven't said that yet either. All right, guys. We still are on bad choices, so they're just not the, like, dirty, dirty questions. Once we get through these, we'll have some after dark questions.
I know. I'm so excited for the game after this one.
Me too.
It's going
to
be good.
And then I'm going to go search for another game again.
Yes. I'll try to think of one, too. I feel like I have some good ideas for a game. So.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You know my answer, and I know yours. What a perfect first card. Have you ever created a fake social media account to spy on someone?
I sure have.
I still have one.
Mm-hmm. My spying days are legitimately over, though. But yes, I have at one point been a spy and up.
There are some things, if I want to spy, I don't have to use the fake account. But there are other things where I'm like,
yeah,
fake account, pull up.
At one point, I was a spying girl.
Man, you can ask Kelly. I was ranting one night about something. I'm texting her all about it, and not even 5 minutes later I found it what I need. I'm an investigator.
I remember, yes. She literally was like, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, as she was like ranting to me or whatever, she's like, I don't even know how I'm gonna find this. And I like go to like try to, I'm like trying to like do the research for her, and like 5 seconds later she sends me a screenshot of the thing that she was looking for, and I was just like, she had already found it, this little brat. But I was like trying to help her out. I was like, oh, I could probably find it if she can't. But like,
I was on a mission that day.
Listen, you got a Scorpio here and a Cancer over there. We're bound to find out some answers. We got it.
And I didn't even need my fake one for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my question. Would you amputate one of your fingers for 50,000 doll hairs?
Which one do you need the less? The least?
Probably pinky.
Do I need $50,000 that bad?
I mean, I don't. I'm not doing it.
Right. Maybe for a million.
She was thinking about it. She was like, right.
But 50,000, that's not a lot.
Yeah, it'd have to be like...
It's a lot, but not a lot.
For a couple million, not even a million. I don't think million's like that much. Mm.
Have you ever said the wrong name during sex?
I don't think so, but I think I've thought of a different name.
I've never.
I don't know.
I don't say names during sex, so no, I don't have
that problem.
I know,
I don't either. I was gonna say I don't either. So I'm not
That's
really
good.
A name caller. I would do this. Would you tattoo a teardrop on your face for $100,000? Yes.
Doesn't that mean you killed someone though?
Yeah, but hey, I might. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Okay. Ew. Would you drink a cup of human's blood for $5,000?
How big is the cup?
I'm not doing that. That's gross.
$500,000?
$5,000. Oh, no. Only $5,000 to drink a cup of blood.
That's a no for me, dog. Well, this doesn't apply to me. Would you rather eat as much as you want without getting fat than never have to pay for food ever again?
Yeah. I'd rather eat and not gain weight and pay for my food than to not pay for food and gain weight.
I mean, I'm already fat, so whatever. So I guess I wouldn't want to pay for my food. Yes, pay for my food because I'm already fat. So,
have you ever puked and rallied?
Puked and what?
Puke and rally.
What does that mean?
You know what that is?
No.
Where like, okay, so you're out drinking, you're having a great time, but you're so drunk you puke, but then you're like, okay, I'm better, and you go keep drinking after you puke.
Oh,
you just
yeah.
needed to puke.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes you have to make yourself puke so you can just like get
yeah,
that
puke
sickness.
And rally.
Yeah, get that sickness out, and then be like, okay, back to pop back into the party.
I'm surprised you haven't heard that term.
I've never heard that term before, but yes. Okay. Ooh. Well, if you were a police officer, would you be a dirty cop? What kind of dirty cop? Because like,
would I be, like, you know, protecting a bad person? No. But would I be dressing up?
But would I handcuff you and fuck you in the back of the cop car? Yes. Absolutely. But, yeah, I'm not going to.
Depends on what kind of dirty cop.
Yeah. I'm talking about dirty cops.
Have you ever ended a relationship via text?
Oh, a couple times, yeah.
I know we've talked about toxic on here, guys, and ways to not break up.
Yes.
But we both have in the past.
Which I regret terribly, and I literally broke this person's heart, and now they're with somebody else, and they hate me. So it's cool. I got my karma.
We've grown
since then. Would you get a lot of enjoyment from being a member of the opposite sex for a day? Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I would get, literally, men.
I want to know what it's like from a man's point of view with sex. Like, I'm curious how it feels to them.
That too. And also, like,
that's where my mind goes.
I'm immediately helicoptering, like. I don't know, just to be able to, like, walk into, like, I would literally walk the streets at night just freely, not have to worry.
Yeah.
About anything. Just, like, there's so much things that you could do.
Have you ever had sex in the back of a car?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Quite a few times, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we know of your one story. Ma'am, there's cum everywhere.
Oh, my God. What is the question?
For $1 million, would you eat a live cockroach that randomly appears inside your mouth once a day for the rest of your life? Ooh, no.
Wait, I'm confused. What were you talking about? Come in the back seat. Oh, have I had sex in the back of a car?
Yes. God, here she is forgetting her own stories. And she's like, next topic, bitch.
Yeah, I thought that your question had to do with this guy's cum in his car.
It takes her a minute sometimes.
No, to your question, by the way.
Okay.
I did hear it. That's why I was so confused. that was one of my many car experiences. The only time I ever got caught.
I'm just picture this cop coming up.
You know, me and him did that. We did end up having sex in his car after that. In a barn. We parked it in a barn.
Better in a barn than at like a park. So.
Yeah, we didn't break up afterwards. We stayed together for a while. Okay. Have you ever had sex with two different people within a 24-hour period?
Unfortunately, I don't talk about it, but yes.
I mean, I did it once.
Yep. Yeah.
It was same. And I told both parties afterwards. I had a guilty conscience.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's not something that I do at all or often. It's
there was just lots of feelings involved, though. Mm-hmm. They were not random.
That's the one. That's the one.
It's your turn.
Oh, I was like, is it my turn? That question really flustered me. That's a hard one to talk about. Okay, if a big fire broke out right now, would you push everyone out of the way to get out first?
No!
I feel like you would. You would get your kids. And then
I'd get my kids and then out the door.
And then me and Aaron are fucking toast.
You guys will get the dogs.
Yeah, like, yeah, pretty much. She's gonna be like, I'm gonna get my babies and fuck you guys.
Hey, the kids come first, you know. I mean, you said honestly, that tonight when I ordered something after I was supposed to order something else.
Yeah, I get it. I agree.
Have you ever been arrested?
No.
Me either.
I'm a good girl sometimes. Would you accept $500,000, but every Saturday for the rest of your life you had to work as a clown at kids' parties? Yes.
Sure. Would you work Saturdays anyways.
$500,000, but every Saturday for the rest of your life, be a clown.
I mean,
I feel like it'd be
every
fun.
Saturday. I can't even have a vacation.
I mean, it says every Saturday. She's up. You could go, like, you could be a clown at a kid's party, like, while on vacation. Just, like, find somebody local.
Oh, yeah.
Just for a couple hours. Smart go idea. Be a clown and then come back to your beach.
Have you ever had a drink thrown in your face?
I have not.
I do not believe I have either. Okay. I have thrown drinks. I have not had them thrown at me.
I dare a bitch. Would you rather be rich in the year 1800 than poor today?
I don't know.
No.
Feel like things were easier back in the day, so I don't know.
The fucking plague.
Is that the plague? It's 1800s.
The 1800s was not a good time.
Oh, never mind then. Okay, never mind. No. Okay, on.
I was gonna say the 1800s isn't a very bad time for a lot of people.
Have you ever lied on a resume?
I don't think so. I'm pretty fucking awesome, so.
I feel like
I don't think I've ever had to lie about anything.
I feel like if you did and you got caught, like, how do you cover that up?
If I've ever lied, it may have been about, like,
I may have lied about dates. I don't know exact dates of where places I've worked.
I usually try to get as close as possible to the dates. I don't think I've ever lied on a resume. Maybe, like, do you see yourself working as a McDonald's cashier for the rest of your life? No. But, of course, I'm like, yeah, I love it. You know? For $100,000, would you not bathe or shower for a year? $100,000? No. Because could you imagine? It's going to take that much money just to get, like, your skin and everything back in shape because it's going to get all greasy and
you
gross.
Need showers.
Yeah. Ooh. How you'd be so grimy.
Have you ever been fired?
Fired?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. Oh, no. I've quit a lot of jobs, but I haven't.
Everybody knows I've been fired.
Yeah, we know about her little drug story.
My drug story, climbing the wall, yep. Losing my mind.
I was like, nope, I've definitely quit a lot of jobs.
That's the only time I've been fired, though.
This is very specific. If your partner eats food off of somebody's naked body, is that considered cheating?
Yes. If I'm not consenting to it.
Do I get to also eat food off of the naked body? Because yeah, if so...
Then no, it's not.
Okay. We can...
That's why I said if I give consent. I have to be present. I have to be... You can't go do it and then come home to me and I'm like, excuse me?
I'm just picturing the Bon Appetit music video with Katy Perry's like naked hot body. Like, and they're like eating food off of her. And like cooking her.
This is such a stupid question. Would you rather be good looking or rich?
Rich. I'm already ugly. I don't care. You are not ugly. I just want to be rich. I don't
know.
I'm ugly.
I don't have an answer. Well, the money makes you handsomer.
I know I'm fine. The money make me handsomer. Oh, this is an easy. Would you pose as a nude model for an art class? Yes.
Sure.
They love. By the way, if you are a fat body, they art classes love drawing fat bodies. Like, you should for sure volunteer and do that because, like, all the curvatures and everything, like, it's very artsy. Art people love fat bodies. We're appreciated there. Go do it.
Just a fact. If your partner wanted to have sex with you... with full clown makeup on, would you be down?
Hey, we can do that role play, baby.
I mean, I guess so, but that is not something he would ever be into.
I'm just picturing, though, like, dude coming out in, like, a full juggalo attire.
No, it would be you.
Oh, me?
You dressed as the clown.
Okay. Can I be...
clown makeup.
Can I be the cute clown from The Big Comfy Couch?
Annette, is that her name?
I think it's Annette. Wait, no, is that the... Yeah, because Molly is the doll.
A big comfy couch. Mm-hmm. Go. God. Aging us.
Well, you already said our age earlier.
I did.
Could you have a long-term relationship with someone who has completely different political views than you?
I can't say no because I do not, I will not date a political person. We do not talk politics.
I mean, honestly, I think that's best for the relationship of everybody. Okay. I am very open-minded and I honestly, like, my views are pretty, I'm not going to talk about politics here, talk about my views just because I don't want people to hate. But like, if you're in my life, you know what my views are. But I'm pretty like in the middle on a lot of things. I'm just pretty open-minded about a lot of shit. I just think, you know.
Yeah. I could date somebody if our views were different as long as it wasn't somebody who's very political.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to talk about
it. I don't think I would mind dating somebody with opposing views as long as they're not like an extremist. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, as long as they don't believe in like, not caring about other human beings and they don't they aren't like racist or something, you know what I mean? That's where I'm like
religious views, that's a different conversation, but anyways,
but a lot of people associate that with political and that's where I'm having issues. So
yeah, would you sell one of your kidneys for $100,000?
Not for $100,000.
If a family member needed a kidney and I was a match, I'd probably just do it. But to give somebody my kidney, I guess it would depend on the severity. If they, like, if it was someone that needed a life that hasn't even lived a life yet, probably would.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys are pugging Kelly's mic everywhere. She keeps fiddling with it.
I'm so sorry. I have anxiety all the time. I don't mean to.
I can hear her little fingers rubbing it.
It's just some ASMR. Have you ever hired a stripper for a party?
No.
Neither have I.
I've gone to strip clubs for parties.
Period.
Would you date someone who made half as much money as you do?
Yeah.
I mean, up or down, yeah.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
As long as we financially can do it, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care about that shit.
Not intimidated by money. Mm-mm. And don't, you sh- they shouldn't be intimidated by you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just don't be intimidated when I make more than you, because I probably do. I need somebody that can handle this
trial. I need a man. I just made my own song.
I was like trying to sing in with her, and I was like, wait a minute, I don't know this one. do you think you masturbate more than the average person?
Yes.
Listen, we're water signs.
We gotta... Oh my god, you guys! I am TMIing you.
Perfect.
I told Kelly the story the other day. I don't know what came over my body. So I am in the shower. Yeah, that's where me and the egg have our good old time. And I'm looking at it. And I'm like, do I want to? Do I not? Do I want to? I want to. Kids were in bed. Boyfriend's downstairs playing his game. Yeah. Yeah, I want to. So I'm having a good old time with Johnny, my egg. So I call Johnny. Him. He has a name. It's not a person, guys. It's my toy. We call him Johnny. And I'm like, you know, tingling and feel my body just like, you know, shaking. I'm like, oh God, this is so great. But then the minute I got off, my nipples started burning and my ears were completely clogged. It was such an intense orgasm. All the feeling in my boob like went to the nipple and just started killing me. And then my ears sounded like everything was muffled, but it was a fantastic orgasm. I just needed to share.
I mean, hey.
I don't even know if it was a burn. It was just a very painful feeling straight to the nip that I've never felt.
Sometimes them nips be tingling, you know?
Yeah. Well, I had to share my masturbation story. Masturbation.
My bishibishin story.
Okay. Do you prefer to be on top during sex?
No. Hell no. I'm a freaking pillow princess.
I like to be on top.
I know, you're like every man's dream, and I'm just like, you do the work, bitch.
I'll be riding it.
I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like I do enough for men and just everybody in general. It's like, yeah, you can do it. I mean, I am a power bottom. So
she likes a doggy too. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, who doesn't? But I feel like we've done this before. Do you think you're the most attractive person in the room? Right now, it's literally just me and her, okay, obviously.
How did we end up with this question again? It got misplaced.
Well, now that her boyfriend's not in the room, why don't you answer this honestly, bitch?
No, I think we are very different people and very pretty in very different ways.
You're pretty just in your own way.
And I'm pretty in my own way. Oh, are we not? Shut up.
She just nicely called me ugly.
I did not. I tell her all the time how pretty I think she is. Mm-hmm. You're going to make everybody hate me.
No, don't. It's okay.
She's almost made me cry a couple times at work. Sensitive cancer.
She's a sensitive cancer.
Like, stupid sensitive. Now I'm going to be looking at her tomorrow like, did I hurt your feelings last night?
No, you can't hurt my feelings.
Okay. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode about
today's episode
puking, the ick itself,
the emotional ick, the physical ick,
the nipple burning,
and the crafts.
The crafts and Alanis.
The crafts and Alanis.
And don't forget to shop our Hustler link in the description if you're wanting anything and don't need to go to the store. It'll be down there still for
There's
you.
There's so many goodies on that site. I was looking at it the other night and I was like, oh.
Yes, we love Hustler.
I need everything.
Yes. So it'll be down there for you guys still. Make sure to please, please, please like, rate, and subscribe. We still have a juicy story, multiple, yeah, for you. Stories. But we are just waiting on the downloads, the listeners, the subscribers.
It's got to be worth us spilling our guts over.
Yes. Going up. And we will share. We will not leave our avid listeners hanging. We will eventually let you guys in on it.
Yes, of course.
But if you have any questions for us or any kind of topics you'd want us to cover, you can email us at theraunchytruth@gmail.com.
Yes. Hit us up. Don't be shy.
Yes.
We love chatting. So.
Or you can DM us on the Instagram page, which is The Raunchy Truth. And make sure you go follow it. And then, or our personal pages. Mine is Andy Williams.
Mine is Kelly _ LaShaw. And it's LaChat. Don't butcher it.
We sound like a record player at the end.
Hey, listen, I gotta throw that "don't butcher" it in there because, like, you know, some people do. I mean, I've been called all sorts. You would not believe I've been called.
I hear LaShaw more than anything.
LaShaw is what it is.
Oh, I meant LaChat. Sorry.
I was to say, I get like Lachey, like Nick Lachey. LaChat, LaChet, LaShit.
Watch me say I get what it is.
Latchet, Lockhart.
I like people come in, Kelly LaShaw.
Yeah. I get so excited when somebody, like, actually, I've had two people in my whole life that met me first, like, right off the bat and knew how to pronounce my name. One was my high school art teacher, which I love her. I'm actually friends with her on Facebook. But she knew how, I think her husband was French or something. But yeah, she pronounced my last name right. And we had a customer at work who speaks French. And she came in and she was like, reading my card, and she's like, LaShaw, and she's like, oh, that's French. And I was like, yes. I get so excited. Like, it's happened twice in my life that somebody's actually said my last name right. But oh my god, I get so excited every time it happens.
Okay, guys, we'll see you next week.
See ya. Bye.